Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Max Reiner's with us here again this week. Max, good to see you. You're a successful artist. You do a lot of things and you have a lot of responsibilities. Why do you take time to do this show?
Well, Roy, God made me an artist, but he called me to be an evangelist, and he put something inside of me in my heart. Matter of fact, that happened in July of 89 when I prayed for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and I had a hunger to tell people about Jesus. And before then, I was saved at age 7 at the Baptist Church and received him as my Lord and Savior. But it wasn't until 89 and this praying for these gifts that I suddenly had a burden, to share Jesus with other people. And I can't explain it, except ever since then, that's been the most important thing to me. And so this show is about witnessing, about a living
Christ.
It's
an extension of that.
A living, yeah.
Extension of what happened to you in 1989.
Yeah. And a lot of people need to know that our God is still alive, and he's still working miracles, and he's the same. And you don't hear that very much. You talk about him 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago.
He's contemporary.
He's contemporary, and people need that.
He
because
just
they're
put that
living
in my head
because
I don't know where
hope.
That came from.
Yeah, and they need hope now.
Well, listen, every week we have a miracle of the week. What is it this week, and would you share it with us,
okay,
please?
We got another fun one. Again, there's so many. God has to help us figure this out because it's happening not to 2 people or 10 people or 2 dozen people or 100 people. These things are happening to thousands of visitors that come to the garden. And I just heard this one secondhand, so I don't know all the names, but I heard that there was 2 Southern Baptists that came from a church in San Antonio, and they came up to the cross. They just were drawn there by the Holy Spirit, I'm sure. But they read the scriptures, and they read the plaques and the cross, and they got blasted by the Holy Spirit. Now, I don't exactly know what happens, but they got covered in the glory. They may have fallen under the Spirit. I don't know, but they may have spoken in tongues. All I know, it
now,
changed.
These are Baptists?
These are two Baptists. Yeah. So they got had such a profound experience with the Holy Spirit inside that 77-foot cross, they went back to their church in San Antonio. They apparently told the pastor and the leadership of the church, and they brought a busload of the Baptists back to the cross. And I think it was within a couple of weeks of the original experience. And what I heard from one of our people is he walked up to the cross, and there was all these people laying around on the ground.
You're kidding.
Out, like they had fainted. And one of our tour guides went up to him, and he said, "Are y'all all right?" And they said, "Yeah, but can you tell us what just happened to us?" And our tour guide said, "Well, what did you do?" And they said, "Well, we read that number 2 plaque up there and prayed for that prayer for the power of the Holy Spirit." And so apparently God baptized in the Holy Spirit that whole Southern Baptist group, and the power came on them so strong that they fell under the power, and they were laying at the foot of the cross. And I got to get the details on that, because that's a pretty
funny
story.
Well, it'd be great if we could get some of the people that actually had the experience.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what was cool too about that, Roy, is they didn't get any theology from any Pentecostals. They didn't get any. It was straight scripture and Holy Spirit. None of our people were there when this experience happened between them and God. They just prayed in the name of Jesus Christ.
And while you're saying that, that's something we need to make note of, that this cross and this whole garden up there is not a church.
Right.
There's no particular denomination. What you've got is scripture.
Right.
Things that are very specific that are tenets of all churches,
right,
that are part of the New Testament churches.
Yeah.
So this is not a church. So you can come up there and don't have to worry whether you're Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, whatever.
Right.
You just come, and that Holy Spirit is going to get a hold of you just like it gets a hold of anybody. In fact, you can be an atheist or an agnostic.
Yeah.
Come on.
And that's happening too.
And that's happening too, where people are atheists. And they come up there and they walk away. So be careful if you're an atheist. Don't go up there.
That's right.
Don't be going up there if you think you're going to be safe and not be converted. You never know what's going to happen.
Because God's there. He really
God is there. Well, listen, we got a friend of ours that we had before on. Jack Rothenfluh is back. And I know he's a good friend and a great leader. So why don't you introduce him and talk a little bit about
why
he's here.
It's a privilege to have Jack here. He's a longtime friend of Sherry and me and his wife, Carol. And they've been praying for us. Our prayer intercessors prayed for us for years. We prayed for them for years, every single day, as a matter of fact. And I believe it's kept the Sherry and I alive, and it may have helped them a little bit too. But I can tell you that this is a mighty man of God. He's got really good wisdom and discernment. And he is recently, after being a pastor of the First Christian Church denomination for many years, he was asked to serve with the Commission to Every Nation Ministry in Kerrville, which is a really unique ministry that Jack will kind of tell you about later. But he's the leader of that, the director of that now. And they're literally, from the base of Kerrville, they're touching the world with missionaries just all over the planet. And so it's just a real privilege to have Jack here in the studio, because he also was one of the original trustees of the Coming King Foundation. Then when we formed the foundation in 2004, I asked Jack if he would be our vice president, and he graciously agreed. So we're glad to have him here.
Well, Jack, welcome to the show again. And
thank you.
Tell us a little bit about what is, and you say it, C10?
Yeah, we call ourselves C10 because we don't want to talk a lot. But it's Commission to Every Nation is an international, in the genre, called a mission sending agency. We actually think we're more of a missionary co-op or missionary servant organization, but we have missionaries all over the world, and we help local churches who raise up folks who want to serve the Lord all over. We help put the package together internationally, give them a covering, and then send them off to where God has called them to do, and then watch over and care for them while they're there.
Now, Max has explained to me that this particular thing is very unique in the entire world. Why is that?
Well, I don't know if we're the only ones, but our ministry is different than some. It's not badder or worse or better. It's just different in that what we're called to do is ask the missionary where God has called you and then give them covering, and we assign them a pastoral care couple to oversee their life the entire time they're with us. And then we allow them to go where God has all to call them. Other agencies already are called to certain areas. People come in with gifts.
And they plug you into where the organization's been called.
And that's good, too.
And you plug in the people who have received something from the Holy Spirit and said, I want you to go here. So you support their calling, individual, personal.
We allow the church to validate their call, and we send them where God's called them to serve.
Now, why is all of this important?
Well, because we're a fit for a lot of missionaries. There's a lot of missionaries that have a unique call, and maybe they don't have a seminary degree, or maybe they're not a pastor. Maybe they've been a bus driver all their life, but they have a call to help with kids. And as long as their church validates the call of the Lord and the gifts, then we need to hook them up so they can go out there and represent Christ all over the world.
Now, who founded C10? When and why was it founded?
Rick and Jenna Mom were pastors here in Texas, were called to Guatemala to minister as missionaries for 6 years. And while there, Rick felt he had a vision from the Lord to have an agency that would just help people get on the field without all the difficulties that sometimes are associated with that, because Christ needs to be told and we need to get people there. So he formed the mission. He figured he could do it from Guatemala, could not, came back to Kerrville where he had a church. And started out of a garage, and something like everybody that's got his own story there, and ended up with a building. God gave us a building in 99, and then in 2000 is when I joined the mission to begin their pastoral care department.
How many missionaries and countries are you in now?
I looked before I came. We've got over 656 countries.
Really?
Probably over 40 denominations.
Really? Yes. That's pretty good size.
Well, we're excited about it. Since we don't do anything to recruit, we just take the next phone call and then see if we're a fit for them and them for us.
Wow. Max, you have any comments? You want to jump in?
Well, just that, you know, I've been blessed by God to be around a lot of great men and women of God that have ministries. You know, Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Pat Robertson. You know, I could go on down the list of great men and women. And they've been given visions, and some of them have thousands of people that come support that vision. And that's really important, and that's major things, and we know those ministries, and we thank God for them. But it's cool that God does what he does with Jack, as the mom and pop that are called for a specific deal, they can go in and send somebody in that's not being reached by those other big ministries. And I just think it's fantastic the way God's used them. It's like filling in the gaps. You know, they're putting missionaries where one's needed, but none of the big groups cover them.
Missionaries are sent out to the lost across the world.
Yeah, it's the Matthew 28 thing. It's the Great Commission, but we don't scribe how that happens. We let the applicant tell us what they want to do. We sense the validation. We kind of move by the Holy Spirit about each situation, and if we feel like the call is righteous, then we want to be a part of that. And our part is how can we care for you? Our whole attitude is a servant attitude. It's not you serve us, we're actually serving them. And so we do all the things other mission agencies do with donations and newsletters, but our primary thing is you will have a pastoral care couple, and they will know you intimately, they will visit you on the field, they will relate to your church, and they'll be for you the
entire time.
So
you just don't throw them out there.
That's right.
They've got support all the way through.
Absolutely. And they have go-to people all the time.
The Kerrville Garden is not a traditional evangelism.
Yeah, I mean, if the Kerrville Garden is not traditional in that there's no method other than show up and let God do what he does, and if somebody's up there, they help them explain what just happened, as we just heard a moment ago. It's not traditional because there is no formula. It's just the Holy Spirit's present. Now, there's beautiful sculptures up there, and Max has been given an amazing gift to perform sculptures that are mind-boggling to look at. But the truth of it is, it's the Holy Spirit that does it.
Because there's a lot of places that have beautiful statues and are pretty to look at. But I've been up there too many times, I can tell you. It's not the statues. They contribute to the serenity of the place, and the design of it is beautiful. Exactly. But it's the Spirit that's there.
My wife and I have been privileged to visit missionaries in over 40 mm-hmm. countries. And we've been to a lot of shrines and a lot of places that just have religion all over them. But you couldn't find Jesus there if you had a spotlight. But on the mountain, he's there.
Speaking of that, why do you think hundreds of thousands of people are coming to the garden?
I think it's because it's the place to find a genuine encounter with the Holy Spirit and to know Jesus in a way that is intimate to you and specific to you.
What do you mean? What's happening to these people? Because they're having all these encounters with God.
Well, as you've heard the stories, they're coming in one way and leaving another, usually transformed, sometimes physically transformed, spiritually transformed. But I also think just transformed to know that there's joy in living life in Christ.
Wow. I see a lot of potential I think there's tremendous potential for this particular type of evangelistic method. Why was that the word that I got caught up on? Yeah. I couldn't get my tongue to do that.
So we pay Roy the big bucks, folks.
Yeah, that's why we couldn't say those big words.
That's right.
Why do you think that is? What's the potential up there?
When we started with Max, we thought we were helping him put up a garden in Kerrville, but his vision was bigger than that, and we agreed with that. We think that the garden could potentially be in every state in the United States. We also have had inquiries from other nations, and so who knows what God is going to do with this opportunity?
Yeah. Max, yeah, any closing comments?
Well, just that, you know, Jack represents the Great Commission. You know, God said, go. Well, what's kind of unique about the garden is he said, come.
Right, which is totally opposite.
You know, and so it's kind of like the Great Commission in reverse. He's now bringing people from all over the world to this place where they're getting the same gospel that Jack and Carol take out to the world through C10. So that's what's
neat. And actually,
he
just sits there and waits for people to come. And I encourage you, if you have been to the cross before and you haven't seen this, just come up a few more times. Just hang around, because sooner or later, you will be total strangers coming in from all over the United States, all over the world. Right. And they will have experiences that you won't believe.
Right. And they take those experiences back home.
Home.
And to their families. And I mean, the people it bring boatloads of people back, because it's like the lady that at the well that found Jesus and said, hey, there's this guy, you know. And up there, there's not the person, it's the Spirit of God. And they're saying, we have found God up there. And they bring hundreds back.
People are listening right now, Max, and they want to get more information about the cross. And maybe they might only want to donate, put some money towards it, or help out in some way, be a volunteer. How do they get in touch with you folks at the cross?
Just go to the website, and we've got several of them, because this is such a big deal. God's doing, there's so many aspects of it. But our main website is thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org. And you can also find out information at thecrossatkerrville.org.
Sherry Greiner with this week's Visitor Comments.
Hi there. Thank you for tuning in. And once again, we have some really great quotes for you. This one is anonymous. It says, thank you for building such an amazing garden. The empty cross has really inspired me in sharing God more and brightened my mood. I had been struggling with depression and even attempted suicide recently. But God knew I could make it through. God gave me a purpose to live. Here I have realized I should share my story and help others live and be happier in life. Thank you. I am a 17-year-old girl with a purpose. This one's from Pickup Truck Ministries. And it says, it was awesome! Exclamation point about 20 times. Y'all are amazing. Y'all are awesome. Please pray for the Pickup Truck Ministries. There were 7 adults and 10 youth ranging from ages 9 to 18 coming from San Antonio, Boulevard, Universal City, and Alamo Springs, Fredericksburg, and Comfort. We sat in the circle that I believe is going to be a fountain in front of the cross, and they shared Christ. Some have been on drugs, and some not, one atheist, and others attend church. Christian and non-Christian. Please pray for our ministry, that these young people learn about Jesus and feel his love, that they become sold out Jesus followers. Thank you for your devoted work on his behalf. Bless you. This is from Jane Tree Cheevers at Pickup Ministries. This one is from Carol Coates. At the dedication on Sunday, I too walked around the crowd calling on the Lord to show us the proof of his presence. Immediately, they would begin to see glory dust. At least 19 people I spoke received it. One who grinned the widest was my pastor. Prior to his own sparkling experience, he had always been skeptical about it whenever I talked and told him all about it. Now he smiles radiantly and tells it himself to others. Yesterday he told me he had his baby grandson at our church altar with him and was blessed to see the baby's head shining with glory dust. Everything points to the obvious. God was pleased with the celebration. Don't you agree? Let's do more for him capital H-I-M, Carol Coates, Kerrville, Texas.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt, through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.